From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Ivana Yardo improved to 7-0 lifetime against Arizona as the Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 4-1 yesterday in Phoenix. Yardo went seven innings, giving up a run on five hits with four strikeouts. He said it was pretty good.
The past few starts, I've been able, you know, command my fastball to both sides of the plate, and, you know, both the curveball and the slider. I think, you know, I was still a little bit too quick in the first few innings. But, you know, I was able to make pitches whenever I needed them.
Brewers were able to win with Ryan Braun and Jonathan Lucroy having the day off. They extended their National League Central Division lead to 4.5 games now and have the majors' best road record at 24-15. They're at Coors Field in Colorado tonight. You can hear it right here. The Packers ended their June minicamp yesterday with word that running back Jonathan Franklin is calling it a career after just one NFL season. He's been ruled out of playing football again after he suffered a neck injury last fall in Green Bay's game with Minnesota. Also at the World Cup, Colombia is on to the knockout round after a 2-1 win over Ivory Coast. Japan and Greece played to a 0-0 draw. Uruguay topped England 2-1. The English squad has yet to win at the World Cup, and the U.S. men's soccer team will play Portugal on Sunday. They'll do it without striker Jozy Altidore. He's been ruled out of that game. The Woodchucks won again, beating Green Bay last night 4-3. They host Lakeshore tonight at Athletic Park. You can hear that game on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Pre-game show at 6:45. Kalamazoo beat Wisconsin Rapids 3-2 in Northwoods League play. And Kansas center Joel Embiid will have surgery today on a stress fracture in his right foot. He was expected to be the number one pick in next week's NBA draft. That's sports. I'm Tom King.